Africa is home to the world's population of eastern black rhinos in the wild. They're one of the most critically endangered species on Earth due to illegal hunting and the trade and trafficking of their horns.
The survival plan for eastern black rhinos focuses on anti-poaching efforts, habitat protection, and captive breeding programs. Thousands of miles away in Wisconsin, the Milwaukee County Zoo recently welcomed two eastern black rhinos.
16-year-old Zuri is from the Cincinnati Zoo and is described as sweet, affectionate, and sassy.
And 22-year-old Kianga is from the Racine Zoo and is known for blowing raspberries. The goal is for them to mate and give a little boost to their fragile numbers.
To hear more about this species and their survival plan, we have Amos Morris, the Milwaukee County Zoo director. Amos, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Your zoo is preparing to open this $22.6 million Ladish Company Foundation Rhinoceros Care Center to the public. What happens in this care center?
This is a spot where the zoo exhibits its rhinoceros, its black rhinoceros, to the public. We also have, we've constructed it so that there is a good exhibit for winter viewing as well as the summer viewing. So there's a number of different components to the care center for indoor viewing and outdoor viewing with a primary interest on animal care so that we can provide the highest level of animal care to our rhinoceros.
What goes into caring for these huge animals?
Well, you know, nowadays in our care of animals, we focus on positive reinforcement training. So it's a training system that is in cooperation with the animal that we're caring for. So we need the space and the flexibility to do that type of training so that we have different parts of their body accessible to us so we can take their temperature, can give them medication, can do a physical without having to immobilize them or put them in a tough situation or harm's way.
Let's talk about Zuri and Kianga. Zuri coming from Cincinnati Zoo, Kianga a shorter distance from Racine Zoo. What are they like? What are their personalities like?
Well, both of these rhinoceros are pretty tractable, pretty accustomed to being around people. They like that engagement. From the very moment they came off of the trailers, they engage with their zookeepers and with strangers. So they're very, what we would call, tractable and pretty calm and relaxed. They seem to be settling in very well to the environment.
How do you know that their personalities will not only complement each other, but that they may prepare to mate?
Well, so far, they've not seen each other yet.
Oh.
There's a barrier between the locations on where they're kept. They can smell each other and they can hear each other. As we get closer to setting them up for breeding, we will gradually give them more visibility, but yet protected from each other so that if one so happens to not want to be together with the other one, we can protect the one that, you know, each one of the animals through a barrier. And after we see that they have positive signs to be together, then we'll seek to introduce them.
So this is a slow and careful process, and so much is at stake. The eastern black rhino is a critically endangered species. Can you talk about what is at stake here?
What is at stake? Well, here it is in a zoological setting. The things that we're concerned about is having animals that we can connect people with wildlife, so that they understand the needs of animals in the wild and their impacts on animals in the wild and their environment. So exhibiting them here at the zoo gives people that will never see them in the wild an opportunity to see a live rhinoceros and smell them, hear them, learn about them, and develop an appreciation for the animals that share our planet. So in that, just exhibiting the animals is critically important. The other piece is zoos rarely take animals from the wild. Most of our animals come from inhuman care or breeding from within the zoo population. So we want to make sure that population is healthy genetically. And the programs that help us with that is called our Species Survival Plan, or the SSP. And that's a group of people that study the population, study their genetic diversity, and then make recommendations based on that genetic diversity and their behavior and the facility's ability to care for their animals to place them in areas where they will be successful. So that's kind of the full story around most of our animals in the zoo, is that when we think of breeding, we're enhancing the inhuman care population so that it remains healthy and strong and vital, so that we can continue to exhibit and educate animals for our guests, and also be a reservoir for that population if their environment no longer sustains them. And we're a reservoir for rhinos in the case of a reintroduction. But that is a very small piece of what we do with our population.
Amos Morris is with us, Milwaukee County Zoo Director, as we talk about Zuri and Kianga, two eastern black rhinos that were recently welcomed to the zoo. Amos, you have experience with these survival plans for elephants. Are you going to be able to be informed by what you've learned from elephants in order to have a successful plan for these rhinos?
Most certainly. Not only elephants, but I've been involved in large carnivore, big cats, tigers, leopards, large hoof stock. My experience is across the whole spectrum of the mammal taxa, and have been engaged in the Species Survival Plan for many years and how it works and how zoos participate in those plans. And the key is providing exceptional animal care. After my many years of being in this profession, taking care of the animals is of the utmost importance, is of the highest priority. And in both the elephant world, rhino world, tiger world, lion world, whatever the animals that we have in the zoo, it's about providing them with an excellent animal care and well-being, and giving them the environment that they can be successful in is the number one priority. And then patience and observation helps us move that population along in a breeding situation. So definitely my elephant experience, as well as the rest of the mammal experience that I have, will enhance the opportunity for that.
You know, years ago, you got the nickname the Elephant Guy. And I wonder, what is it about these huge animals that inspires you?
Well, you know, when I was a youngster, actually, elephants and horses scared me to death. I think the big size and their big eyes kind of was unnerving. And I'm a big guy myself. I'm well over 280 pounds. And, you know, trying to let people know there are gentle giants out there that, you know, live lives that are gentle and passionate, and I think that's been the biggest attraction to elephants. My mother was also very attracted to elephants as well, and we have always had elephant statues and pictures around the house growing up. So I was just drawn to that species and all the work that is involved with them. And, you know, helping people understand that, you know, yes, they're big. They're the largest land mammal on the planet. And they can be very aggressive, but they also can be very gentle. And they're very social animals, which I think is important in interpreting their behavior for our guests.
Well, Amos, I wish you all the best for a successful breeding for these two new rhinos in your care. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me, and please come out and visit us at the zoo.
Amos Morris is the Milwaukee County Zoo Director, and we spoke with him about Zuri and Kianga, two Eastern Black rhinos that the zoo recently welcomed to their new rhino care facility that is set to open this month. The zoo hopes the two will one day mate and further the survival plan for this critically endangered species.